I say treehouse. You say what? Leftover building scraps, crudely nailed together, maybe a rope ladder, and kids. But there is a new cottage industry putting a grown-up spin on this childhood refuge. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's Brian Bull reports on one Ohio entrepreneur's foray into recreational treehouses.
50-year-old Kevin Mooney doesn't miss working as a financial advisor. The hours are long, the travel constant. On this rainy summer day, gazing out of the Mohican Wilderness near the town of Glenmont, about 90 miles south of Cleveland, Mooney says the woods is the only place he finds real peace.
There's something about being out here. I enjoy it much more here, hearing the birds rather than sit on a highway.
Since quitting his advising job, Mooney spent the last 8 years growing Mohican cabins. It's almost typical. A spring, summer, and fall back-to-nature getaway with conference and wedding facilities. Except that two cabins, rather than being nestled within the trees, are actually in the trees.
Wow.
Oh my goodness gracious.
The Bryce family from Columbia Station, Ohio, is checking in. Lisa and Debbie Bryce brought their parents, Linda and David, here for their 42nd wedding anniversary.
Okay, here we go.
Linda Bryce marvels at the rustic accommodations 25 feet off the ground. Roughly half a dozen trees support the 300-square-foot lodging, which sports satellite TV, air conditioning, and a kitchen.
This is absolutely amazing. I couldn't even envision. When they were talking about a treehouse, I had no concept.
Kevin Mooney plays tour guide.
The floor is made of 7 species of wood. The cabinets, we took down a barn and made these kitchen cabinets out of it.
It's got the comforts of home. It is so cozy. It smells good. It's like we're just here to find peace.
A far cry from the treehouse is that anyone else probably stayed in as a kid.
Well, yeah. That was just a flat board, right?
It's recapturing one's childhood that draws people to treehouses, says Mohican Cabins co-owner Laura Mooney. She also says there's something primordial at work.
Animals escape up into trees for safety, and I know that humans throughout history have escaped to the trees. A safety factor, a calmness, despite the fact that you're 30 feet up.
800 yards away, Mooney's Amish work crew builds a second treehouse. Safety is a top priority for Mooney and his fellow builders. The federal government doesn't regulate treehouses, so caution is key.
Building in the trees is potentially hazardous.
That's Pete Nelson, the treehouse builder who inspired the Mooneys. He's the star of a new Animal Planet reality show, Treehouse Masters.
I travel the country with my top-notch crew, building the most amazing treehouses on Earth.
Nelson's Washington-based company has designed more than 100 treehouses in the U.S. He says without regulations, treehouses are
very much an underground thing. My greatest fear right now is that people, they see these things we're building on TV and charge off into the trees without doing good research and hurt themselves or the trees.
Nelson and other tradesmen have joined the International Treehouse Association, started by Kevin Mooney. They critique plans and offer advice on surveying the right kinds of trees, as well as the best hardware, based on the most up-to-date technology. Back at Mooney's resort, the Bryce family settle into their treehouse. Sort of.
Debbie and I are afraid of heights.
Yes.
Good thing you're in a treehouse.
I know, so I'm not looking over the edge if you've noticed.
Mooney's grand plan is to create a vast treehouse village. He joins nearly 24 treehouse resorts and hotels that have sprouted worldwide in recent years. These range from rustic bamboo huts in India to luxury suites on stilts in California, complete with fireplaces and hot tubs. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull in the trees above Glenmont, Ohio.
Quite something. If you want to see pictures, go to herenow.org. Look at that, Jeremy. There's one with a huge wraparound deck and the trees growing through the house.
I'm still trying to get past hot tubs in a treehouse.
And I know that this is resonating for you.
I did get my start in radio at age 9, hosting a show called Treehouse Radio, although we did it in a studio. Unfortunately. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
funding for Here and Now comes from Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel. Now at Best Buy.